I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Some things aren't what they used to be. Take echinacea or purple coneflowers. This hardy, native Midwestern prairie plant has garnered much interest for being pollinator-friendly and medicinal. Now plant breeders are playing with echinacea's colors and forms. The new hybrids sometimes barely resemble the original species. Love them or hate them, there are lots of new ones on the market. These new hybrids flower the first year and for longer than the species. But while purple coneflowers normally last a few years and self-sow readily, these new hybrids aren't so tough. Don't be surprised if these perennials disappear after a few years and don't self-sow. Here are a few of the new ones worth trying. The Big Sky series was one of the first of the new colored coneflowers. Sundown, Sunrise, and Harvest Moon have orange, pale yellow, and gold-colored petals, respectively. The bright red Firebird and the orange-colored Mango Meadowbright are two other colorful varieties. Cheyenne Spirit is unique because it's a collection of multicolored flowers that you can grow from seed, and it blooms the first year. For something completely different, try the Confection series. These echinaceas are best described as looking like toy poodles. The cones are colorful, fuzzy, and pom-pom-like. I'm not a big fan, but you might be. Most echinacea grow 2 to 3 feet tall and love full sun on well-drained soil. These new hybrids benefit from some protection from winter weather, so plant in a protected spot and add mulch in late fall. Plant near other midsummer bloomers such as Rudbeckia, Bee Balm, and Tall Phlox for a nice combination. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about summer watering. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.